friends. This year should be a special schus for Esther Rus, Bas Naomi Sara, and also for Elisha Gabriel, Ben Tova, Lerfor Shleima, Pesach Shacholi Israel. The previous Mimer, in the previous Shir, the Parat Yitzchak that we had, learned about the meaning of Emes. The Heilige Rabbeinu Yonah writes that Emes Yim Yisodei HaNefesh is the foundation of the soul, and we spoke about that, and now we're going to expand on that topic. B'chol Moedei HaKodesh, in all the holy holidays, this is Mimer Tezayin of the Parat Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. There's a special Bakasha for Madregos Amitios Ba'avodas Hashem. We say V'tara Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes. This Bakasha is said without any explanation, without any Nesinas Tam. But when that very same Tefillah is said in the Yom Noraim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's said Mitoch Tosefes Hasbara B'derech Nesinas Tam. And this is what we say V'tara Libeinu La'avdecha Be'emes Ki Ata Elohim Emes. Purify our hearts to serve you with truth, because you're the God of truth. That's in Esinas Tam that we have in Rosh Hashanah. We say on Yom Kippur, we say, Ki Ata Solchon Yisrael Mechol L'Shiftei Yeshurim. So, you know why we should serve you, Bamis? Because you forgive the Jewish people. So since we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, that's what we're going to be focusing on. Why in Rosh Hashanah we have to give an extra tam? And what is it all about? What does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Rambam writes in Tchilas Sefer Yad Bilchus Yisrael HaTorah, when he explained in the Pasuk Hashem Elokim Emes, this means that everything is totally in him, and he's not totally in them. Now we have a Pashit question. Is that the Hagdar of Emes? What does Emes have to do with being independent, with not being dependent on others? The Pshuto would appear that this Tchuna of not being dependent is Mishtayich to the Tchuna of Kol Yochol. If you're not totally in anybody else, then you're all powerful. But what does it have to do with Emes? But we go back to Rabbeinu Yonah, says Emes Yim Yisodei HaNefesh, and we explained in the previous Maimer that the Yisodei HaNefesh is Tzelem, how we're created in the image of God. The image of God is that we're, the Emes of it is that it's Naaman, it's faithful to the Makor, to the source. So Perish of Emes is Hatomashel Anaf LaShorish, the fitting of the branch to the root, and the Tolada to the Av. So since Yidias Hafachim Achas Mimela, what's Sheker? Sheker is a stira between the Tolada and the Av, and the Av and the Shah, and the Naf and the Shorish. That's what Sheker is. So we learn from this that the Zug Hafachim of Emes and Sheker doesn't exist in the Makor, in the source. Emes and Sheker are only the relationship of the outgrowth of the Tolada to the Makor, of the Anaf to the Shorish, of the branch to the root. But in the Makor itself, the Makor is definitely Matim to the Makor. The root fits the root, right? You can't say the root is different than the root. It is what it is. So if you say that the Makor is Emes, what it means is that it's the Bechina Yonah B'tchunas HaEmes. Shehipucha Hu Nimna HaMetzias. We're talking about this higher perspective of the Tchun of Emes, that there just can't be anything that's the opposite of it. If we say Hashem Elokim Emes, what we're trying to say is that there's a Bechin of Emes, that there can't be anything else, that the opposite of this reality is an impossibility. Why? Because you can't have choser atam in the makor. You can't have something that doesn't fit in the source itself. You can't have something that doesn't fit if it's the outgrowth of the source to the source. But in the source itself of adats, it's nam unto itself. And that's what the Rambam says. Since hakol talui alav, you know what emes means? Everything is totally in it, and it's not totally in them. In other words, it's the makor. Once you're in the world of makor, everything is totally in you, and you're not totally in anything else. So now we have it very beautifully. Why is it called Hashem Elokim Emes? Why is Hashem called Emes? Others are totally in him, he's not totally in them. Because what does Emes mean? Emes means is that what comes out of the source, the picture, let's say, is faithful to the source. It's a correct picture of what you're making the picture of. Somebody makes a portrait of me, so it looks just like me. That's emes. It doesn't look like me, that's sheker. But that's always the enough, that's always the branch, it's always the outgrowth. But in the source itself, there can't be sheker. Because it's the source itself. It's nothing. Can't say the source isn't mati'im. It doesn't fit with itself. Isn't faithful to itself. It is what it is. And therefore the Rambam says, what does it mean, emes? Hakol tolev, everything's telling in it, it's not telling them, meaning that it's the makor. The makor rishon. That's what it means, Hashem Elokim emes, that he's the source. Because he's the makor of everything. The Maimer of Rabbeinu Yonah, that emes is miyasod ha'nefesh, teaches us that an emes can be seen in two ways. Number one, people see emes like one mida, among other midas, b'nefesh ha'adam. The second perspective sees emes that it's different than all the other midas. And it's exalted to the place of being b'taras yisod shel nefesh. So we received a tradition from the Chachmei Emes that the movement of the soul and of time are in two parallel lines. Whatever you have in soul, you have in time. So also in the world of emes in the nefesh, there is a parallel in time. The mitzias of emes b'yisodah shel nefesh, the reality of truth and the foundation of the soul, that it's going to have a parallel in time, which is going to be the foundation of time. Just like emes is the foundation of the soul, so too you're going to have a parallel point of time, which is the foundation of time. Says the Rav, Be'osa shah mishamesh yisod b'mitziuso shel hazman. Ba'a b'shah me'irim hem b'mitzius hanefesh yisod aseh shel hanefesh. At that time, which is going to be the foundation of the reality of time, also at that time is going to shine the foundation of the soul. When the foundation of time is active, so to the foundation of the soul. What's the foundation of time? Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yom HaDin. Chazal say it's Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is the Shoresh B'Metzius Hazman. So if that's the case, then it's also going to be the day of the shining of the foundation of the Metzius HaNefesh. Just like in time it's the root, so too in the soul it's the root. So now we have very beautifully the difference between, the deep difference between the two types of bakashas of Lo'av Zecha Be'emes. When it said, B'chol HaMo'adim, Ein Kan Shum Yichud Hadgash Al Ofas Hazman B'Toras Yisod HaNefesh, There's no emphasis, special emphasis, on the appearance of truth as the foundation of the soul. And this bakasha is going to be a request for the appearance of truth in all of its revelations, whether it's a midah achas among the other midos hanefesh, or as the midas yisod of the nefesh. In other words, emes can be, like we said before, one of many midas, or it could be the foundation of the soul. The rest of the year, when we say la'abducha be'emes, it could be either way, whether it's emes as the foundation of the soul, whether it's emes as one of the other midos, just one of the other group of midos, not any special midah. But when it's said on Rosh Hashanah, so this bakasha is sharpened, and you have this emphasis on emes as yisod shel nefesh, because Yitzumah Sheyom Rosh Hashanah emphasizes very, very strongly the mitzius of the shorish, the makor and the yisod b'chol makom shehem, whether they appear b'tzius hasman, whether they appear b'mitzius hanefesh, because what's Rosh Hashanah about? Root. Rosh Hashanah is the day of roots. And whether these roots appear in the mitzius of Zman, and whether these roots appear in the mitzius of the nefesh. But it's a day of roots, it's a root of time, and also when we talk about emes, it's going to be the day that emes is yisod hanefesh. Rosh Hashanah, beautiful line, Itzumo shel Rosh Hashanah, hu yom shilton hamakorius. It's the day of the ruling of originality. It's the day of the source, that's Rosh Hashanah. Both the musag of haschal and the musag of rishon that appear in this sentence are only to be explained b'fchinas shorish u'makor. It's the source, it's not just the beginning, but it's the source and the root, and that's why we have this la'avdecha be'emes in a special way. Because in Rosh Hashanah, when a person's omid b'tefillah and his soul, it has these kisufim, these desires and this searching and running after the Torah emes b'avodasa. So what happens is, on this day of Rosh Hashanah, when we're going after this emes, we're going after the emes al tzisod hanefesh, so the mid of makorius, of originality, of the kedushas hayom, shines into a person's neshama. This midah of emes, emes as the makor and the yisod of the nefesh. So again, you have emes could be seen in two ways. It could be one of many midos, just group it together with all the other midos, or as the yisod of the nefesh. Since Rosh Hashanah in the world of time is the root of time, it's also going to be in midos, the root of midos. When we talk about the midah of emes, it's going to be emes as the yisod of the nefesh, as the foundation, as the root of all other midos, as the root of the soul. That's what man has to be. It all starts with emes. So when we say "Tayli Bein La'avdecha be'emes," we're talking about emes as the yisod of the nefesh, because this is the day of roots. And what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said we saw in Yisodei HaTorah that emes is others are taloi in him, and he's not taloi in others. So it means Hashem Elokim emes. This, he's the source. So that explains beautifully our Nesach HaTfila. V'tarli beinu la'avdecha be'emes. And how do we say v'aiter? Ki ata Elokim emes. In other words, please purify our hearts to serve you with truth, because you're the God of truth. Why do we have to add this Nesinas Tam? Because we're explaining what type of truth we're talking about. Today is the day of truth, not the day of truth as all other midos, but the day of truth as the makor, as the shoresh, as the yisod. And then we say, Ki ata Elokim emes. Just like you're the source, you're the shoresh, you're the yisod. So that's defining for us what type of emes we're talking about. So there are two types of emes. Emes is one of many midas, or emes is the yisod of the nefesh, which we discussed at length in the previous shir, and a little bit in this shir. So since today is the day of Makorius, Mela, we say ki atah elokim emes, ki atah elokim emes. You're the God of truth. In other words, this is the day of Yisod. In the Pesukim, we have a matbeah on the vidui of the Kohen Gadol b'Seder Avodah Yom Kippur, a difference between the Reish and the Seifa. When he says the shame the first time, he says, An Hashem, Chatasi Visi Pashati. When he mentions the shame the second time, he says, An Hashem, Kaperna. First he says it with a hey, and then with a base. First time it's An Hashem, and then the second time he says, Vidui. He says, An Bashem. So why is the first one with a hey and the second one with a beis? So apparently, this change is from the Pesukim. On the Ovis it says, V'shimi avoy lo nedati lehem, Rashi says, lo negles lehem midas hamitzus sheli, v'tachti v'lo kiyamti. I didn't reveal myself. Shmi havoy lo nedati lehem. Rashi says, I didn't reveal myself with my mid of emes, because I promised and I didn't fulfill. So therefore he says to Moshe, Ani Hashem, Ani Havaya. In other words, now be Tzis Mitzrayim, I'm going to be Mekayim what I promised. I'm going to show you my Midas HaMitus. So from the fact that we see that after the Maisa Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Machbil Shem Havaya. Havaya, Havaya, Hashem, Hashem. So we have to say there's a new Gilui of Midas HaMitus, of Hashem. Because the Gilui of the Midas HaMitus wasn't enough to bring Slichas HaEgel. Hashem Slichas Mais HaEgel, we needed a new Midas HaMitus. So he had to repeat the name. In the Gilui Midas HaMitus B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rashi explains Kiyum HaAvtacha, B'Sod, Koris Bris Lo Rishonim Mekayishu L'Achronim. He makes a bris with the first, and then he's Mekayim the Shavuah with the last. So that's the original Midas HaMitus. But what happened now with the Chet HaEgel? What's this new Gili? So, this is obviously in the world of Sisrei Torah. We don't really understand, at least I don't, Sisrei Torah. But this is in order to understand it on Arma Jirega. So, we can ask about the doubling of the Shem Havaya Shem Hashem. But we can also ask about the Pasuk. One of the midas that was shown after the Maisa Egel is the mid of Emes. What's the chiddush of the Gilui midas Emes B'yud Gimel midas that wasn't shown Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because now it says that I'm revealing myself to you in Yigulas Mitzrayim. So the Shaar midas of Yud Gimel midas are chiddushim B'Gilui Hanagas midas HaChesed. That's special for Slichas Avonos. And B'Vadai the Chesed of Slichas a Chesed Misug miyuchad. But what's the chiddush of the Gilui Midas HaEmes B'yachas L'Slichas Avonos? We already had a revelation of God fulfilling His promise at Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's new in the Midah of Emes with respect to Slichas Avonos? So if you go deeper, the question is the answer. The preference we have for the Luchas Shnias we don't have in the first luchas is that the second luchas can't be broken, like it says in the end of Perek HaParan Bavakama. Rashi on the pasuk of Parshas Vayeshev says Vehavi Chaziv Belidat Haoso. Rashi says Vayeh B'Chaziv Shem Makom Vayomer Ani Al Shem Shepaska Miladis Nikra Chaziv. She stopped giving birth. She's called Chaziv. What does Achzav mean? Achzav means it stops. Lo Yichazvu Meim of anything that stops is a Metzius Kozevus. That's the Bitoim Lashacham and Mayonis and Mechazvim. Mayonis, these wells that sometimes go and sometimes don't, so to by Elisha. Al Tehazev B'Shiv Chasech. In other words, this is a bakasha that the chiyus of the child shouldn't stop. The child should live and continue living. So yidias hafachim achas. Now we know what kazav means. Kazav means it stops. What's the meat of emes? Emes is like the meat of the word kayim. Just keeps going. But they're still not synonymous. When we say kayim, we don't care why it's kayim. Why it continues to exist. Could be that they're kochos mibachutz. But when we add to it, see, is the Torah emes. What that means is the Metzius has power to the point where it creates a bitachon in this Metzius. In other words, it's not that there's a Metzius that's on the outside that's going to give it life. It means that this Metzius has power itself to continue existing. That's the meat of Emes. And if this Metzius stops, there's a Haftacha built in the Kuyemes. And not keeping a Haftacha creates the Bechin of Chazav, which stops the Metzius, and that's the Oimek of Perish Rashi. V'hoya b'chaziv b'lidata uso Posko miledes. Because what's kziv? Kziv is that it stops. If there's no kiyum of the haftacha, that creates the kazav. If there's no kiyum of the haftacha. What's emes? Emes is that it keeps going. Now the Iker Pu'ula of the Yud Gimel Midos is that they brought us back the Luchos Shnius. The Iker Pu'ula of the Yud Gimel Midos is in that they brought us back the Luchos Shnius. We were zoche to the Luchos Shnius. And here we find the Chiddush and the Gilui of the Mid of Emes among the Yud Gimel Midos. In other words, the meat of Emes, as it was revealed in Gulas Mitzrayim, is the meat of Kiyum Avtachos. God made a Shavua, made a Bris, he's Mekayim it. Koreis Bris L'Rishona, Mekayim Shavua L'Achrona. Well, the meat of Emes, as it was Mizgal in the Yud Gimel Midos, is the meat of Emes that is hidden in the Etzem Mitzis. That the Etzem Mitzis has within it the bitachon of the Kiyum and Breiris HaMitzis. You don't need any special Haftachas. And the Hefzik HaKiyum makes the Mitzis a Mitzis of Sheker and Chazav. And the Gilui of this Chiddush of the Mid of Emes brought back the Luchos Shnius as preferable to the Luchos Rishonus. Because once we have this Chiddush and the Gilui Midas Emes Yud Gimel Midas, that creates the strength of the Matan Luchos. And now the Shnios can't be broken. If you can imagine that it could be possible to break the second Luchos, that would be against the meat of Emes Yud Gimel Midas. In other words, the meat of Emes Yud Gimel Midas means we're going to get the Luchos and they're never going to be broken. It's just going to keep going. Now you can't say that the first Luchos was against one of Hashem's Midas, because the breaking of the first Luchos is also the meat of Emes that was revealed to Moshe b'shem Havaya Baschal the school of Mitzrayim. So Hashem fulfilled his promise. So that's the Midah of Emes. But now that we have this second Midah of Emes, that's the Midah of Emes that it has to be. That's Mikoach, the Luchos themselves, nothing external. The Luchos themselves have the power to keep existing. They can't be broken. That would be a stir mineube. That is also this inyan of Kveil Hashem Havaya. That's the new Shem Havaya that we have, the second Shem Havaya, the doubling. So what do we say in Rashi and Vayera? That the first time is Kilu Midas Amitus, that's Shem Havaya. Which means that Hashem fulfilled his promise. And now with the Maaseh Egel, this doubling of the Shem Hashem, which is a new Gilui in Shem Hashem, that means that the Luchos can't be broken. A different type of Emes. This Emes relates to the Luchos. The Luchos, not just that Hashem fulfills his promise, but that these Luchos must exist. They must continue existing. The Rambam says in Luchos Tshuva that the person has to do tshuva v'yadalav yodea taluma shalashi l'zecheid ha'olam. The person is never going to go back to the sin. So there are many different explanations what this means, but we're not going to go into that now. But we want to know the makor of the Rambam. So the Yigur Chiddush of the Rambam, that we don't find like anything like this in other mitzvahs of Chovas Halavos. That was a mitzvah of Yira. We don't find that the shir of Amkus of Yira has to be that God testifies that you're not going to sin. So why tshuva? Why is this inyan in tshuva? So after we understand this Kveil Hashem Havaya Gilui Midas Emes, so we understand very well this Lo Yashiv LeKisla is Miyuchedes LeHilchas Tshuva, because the root of tshuva in the Jewish people is the tshuva of Knesset Yisrael Necheid HaEgel and the Maisa Egel. And the Slicha is the Sharish of Slicha, is the Slicha of the Maaseh Egel. And the revelation of this Slicha is the Matan Luchos Shnius. And therefore, what's the Slicha Ledaros? The day of the giving of the Luchos Shnius. And this Slicha is only one side of the Matbeah. The other side of the Matbeah is the giving of the Luchos Shnius. And Matan Luchos Shnius and Matan Slicha are really two sides of one coin. And therefore, just like Matan Luchos is given the Kfeil Hashem Havaya, which is Gili Midas Emes Madura Tinyan. It's the second Madura, the second version of Gili Midas Emes, that the Luchos have to be forever. So now it's Moiridik Moiridik. Just like the Luchos have to be forever and they can't be broken, so too Benogea Legufa Slicha. Because the Matan Luchos is a revelation, it's a concretization of Slicha. The Slichas Maisa Egel is also going to be Tumidi. And just like it's not possible to break the Luchas, it's also not possible when Ogeel the Slicha, that it should go back, so the Tshuva has to remain. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Slicha will be permanent, so too the Tshuva has to be permanent, Mida Keneged Mida. And just like if the Slicha can be retracted, it would be a Slicha of Sheker according to the second Kili of Midas Emes. So too, if the tshuva doesn't prevent the returning to the foolishness, to the sin, so this is a tshuva of sheker. And that's only from the tshuva that came to the world because of the kveil l'shem havaya, Hashem kodem shiyechta, Hashem la'achar shiyechta. That's what it means, shem havaya. God is God before you sin, after you sin. That was a new gili of shem Hashem. That's the second shem Hashem. That's the smid of emes, that it's going to remain permanent. What's going to be permanent? The luchs are going to be permanent, the slicha is going to be permanent, and memela, the tshuva, is going to be permanent. So now we understand this new gili of Midas Emes, why tshuva has to be yayda lav yodea talumas, that God has to testify you're never going to do it again. But other midas, say to a person as Yira, what does it have to do with not having Yira in the future? But here, Dafka has to be permanent, because here we're dealing with the Mid of Emes. It's the whole Yisod of Slichas Chayda Egel. So a person's yira can be emes and still stop, just like the first luchos. They were also emes, but they were stopped. But when you're talking about the second Shem Hashem, when you're talking about the Matan Luchos Shniyos, when you're talking about the second Slicha, obviously that's a tshuva that can't, that has to go forever. Just like the Luchos are forever, just like the Slicha is forever. So now we also understand why it says on Yom Kippur, La'avdecha be'emes, Tahar lebein la'avdecha be'emes, Ki ata sachon l'Yisrael, Amachal l'shifte Yeshura. Because you forgive us. Now, as we're talking about emes here, what's emes? Emes, we said, is that it's never going to stop. That's the mida on Yom Kippur. And how do you know that that's the type of emes we're talking about? Because ki ata sachon l'Yisrael, you forgive us, and that forgiving is also going to be forever. Just like the luchos can't be broken, the slicha can't be broken, and the tshuva can't be broken. The tshuva is also going to remain forever. So now we have a Moir de Gezach, we have a Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. V'tar libeinu lo'avdecha be'emes, ki ata erokim emes. We're defining what type of emes it is. It's the day of Makor. It's not emes, it's another one of the midos. But it's the day of the Shoresh, just like Hashem is the Shoresh, ki ata erokim emes. And on Yom Kippur, we're talking about emes, it's never going to stop, just like the slicha is never going to stop. And therefore we say, Kiyat ha'lokim emes, Tar l'bein al-duch emes, Tar l'bein al-duch emes, Kiyat ha'sochem l'yisrael m'chol l'shifte yeshur. You're the God of truth. Truth means it's going to keep going. How do we know that? Kiyat ha'sochem l'yisrael. We know it's talking about that type of emes, because you are forgiving the Jewish people. The forgiveness is forever. So we have emes is the yisod of the nefesh, which is Rosh Hashanah, which is the yisod of the year. It's all telling you, you're the Makor, you're the Shoresh, and that's the truth, because the Shoresh is Nem unto itself. It's Rosh Hashanah. And then Yom Kippur is that there's the Slicha, and the Slicha is forever. And those who want to look in Ost HaZayin of this Maimer, he discusses the Inyan of Ana Hashem and Bashem. So we're going to leave it here. And obviously, we learned very, very tief in Yanim, and we should be Zocha Vilmodu Vilamed. Lishmar Belasas, the Kaim is called Divrei Tam Torah Suvi Ahava. Amen, be Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.